Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. I pray that you are well and blessed and in perfect health and spirits on this beautiful Thursday morning. This morning, my God, this scripture is so powerful. In the bathroom, just preparing for the prayer call this morning, and I kept hearing God said to speak on, do we please God daily? And we know that every day is a daily prayer. Every day we're asking God to give us our daily bread and to forgive us and to watch over us and bless us. And in the midst of it, when we are saying our thank yous at night and we are, even if we're forgetting to thank him, do we wonder or do we ask God, am I pleasing your heart? Am I pleasing you? So this morning, I just want to let the scripture truly speak over our lives. The subject of these prayer calls are living the letters. And the Bible has 26 letters in it. And whether you are a believer of the word or not, it gives amazing blueprint, an amazing blueprint to what we can follow and live a joyous, righteous, full life. And so this morning, this spoke to me, I mean, just a message that I was, you know, speaking to God on what in my area of lack. And when I read the scripture in the message version of the Bible, I was like, wow, okay, you are really talking this morning. So I pray that this scripture speaks to your heart and allows you to truly live the letters that God has called us to live and called us to walk. So I just pray it blesses you just as much as it blesses me. At the end of the day, I just pray that you would always ask God, did I please you today? And it's not a condemnation prayer. It's a prayer where you can just take a moment to reflect so you can go out the next day and try again, because it's all about second chances with God. It's all about second chances with this life. We have time, we wake up with a new breath. We have a new opportunity to go out and be even greater than we were the day before. Hebrews 13:13-16. So let us go outside where Jesus is, where the action is, not trying to be privileged insiders, for taking our share in the abuse of Jesus. This insider world is not our home. We have our eyes peeled for the city about to come. Let's take our place outside with Jesus, no longer pouring out the sacrificial blood of animals, but pouring out sacrificial praises from our lips to God in Jesus' name. Make sure you don't take things for granted and go slack in working for the common good. Share what you have with others. God takes particular pleasure in acts of worship, a different kind of sacrifice, that take place in kitchen and workplace and on the streets. Hebrews 13:16. Take place in the kitchen, in the workplace, and on the streets. Whatever you have to offer, it's a sacrifice. It's an act of worship. It pleases God. So this morning, it is my prayer that whatever you have, if it's a word to offer someone, if it's a hug. I've been learning, dealing with these babies at the school, how much they look forward to a hug. They haven't been hugged at home. I don't know how long, and just a simple hug, how far it goes. So today, I want you to really pay attention to that acts of worship, that different type of worship, that different kind of sacrifice that God takes particular pleasure in. Go in it, stand in it today. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for your breath of life in us today, Lord God. I thank you for your word of God, your message, Lord God, that speaks to us loud and clear. I pray, Lord God, that we would be able, Lord God, to take in what your word has and read it out to others, Lord God, so that when you look at us daily, you see that we are living to please you, God, and we are not looking for to be a privileged insider. We're looking to go outside and pour out sacrificial praises from our lips and from our actions, Lord God. Lord God, heal our bodies, Lord God, so that we may be able to go out, Lord God, and stand. And even if healing is not our answer today, Lord God, let us be a testimony in our sickness, Lord God, that we can stand and still shout hallelujah, still call out your name, still be a testament to someone else, Lord God, that strength is ours, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the financial blessings that you are pouring out to others, Lord God. And even in the midst of their waiting, Lord God, show them how they can be a blessing with the little that they have. And they don't need money to be a blessing to someone else, Lord God. Something that they have in their hearts, in their life, in their house, in their service can be a blessing to others, Lord God. Lord God, heal our homes, Lord God, so that we can be out, go out and be a happy people to your people who need you most, Lord God. Heal us today, Lord God, and let us be what the scripture says. Let us live the letters, Lord God, and let them be more than words upon a page, but let them show action in our lives, Lord God. Bless us today like never before, Lord God, to be confident, to be courageous, to be strong, to be loved to someone today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the scripture. I thank you for your message this morning. I pray that you will continue to speak to me, Lord God. Continue to lift me up and continue to pour in me what you want me to do, Lord God, for your kingdom, for your glory, for your future, for this nation, Lord God. Continue to pour in me so that I may be able to pour out to others. I want to thank you, Lord God, for those that continually pray for me and lift me up, those that I know and I don't know. I thank them, Lord God, and I pray that you will have your hand upon those that pray for my good, Lord God, that seek nothing but goodness from you, Lord God, to my life so that I may continue, Lord God, to get up and pray in the morning, Lord God, where I may be able to continue to be able to walk and be this light that you call me to be, Lord God. Lord God, I know that this is not what I was 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, Lord God, but because of who you are, I can truly share that sacrifice of praise to others, which you can do in our lives, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, this morning. I lift your name on high, Lord God, this morning. And I pray that we all may go out, Lord God, to please you, to please your heart, to offer you the sacrifice with our lives, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And humbly thank you for who you are in our lives. Amen, amen, amen. Hebrews 13:13-16. Bless me this morning. I pray that it bless you today. I pray that it bless you moving forward. I pray that you be all that you can be in God. And not just reading these scriptures, but applying them to your life and being that who you're reading today, letting that shine in you. And be even greater. Write your own scripture. Live the letters of your life today and be great. Be blessed and be loved. I love you. Have an amazing day. God bless you.